33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. In Northeast Texas, officials are restocking Lake Dangerfield with rainbow trout. And to celebrate tomorrow, it's free family fishing there. Poles and everything provided. Might have to put on your own worm. About an hour west, closer to Dallas at Lake Fork, fishing is serious business. Anglers come from all over the world because of its reputation for producing monster-sized fish. Those fishermen also sustain the local economy. But as the Texas Standard's Michael Marks tells us, a new species in the water is causing quite a stir.
It's not a species of fish, but a plant. An invasive floating fern called giant salvinia. Giant salvinia was brought here from South America to be used in aquariums. But in lakes and ponds, it sucks up oxygen and pushes out native plants and fish. Despite the name, it's actually small, about the size of a half dollar. It looks like a bright green circle with a crease down the middle.
I mean, it looks pretty harmless, but it's by far the most troublesome invasive plant that we have because it spreads so quickly. It really doesn't have any ecological benefit.
That's Kevin Story. Part of his job with the Texas Department of Parks and Wildlife is to monitor the lake. Right now, that's a tough assignment. Under the right circumstances, a salvinia infestation can double in size in just a week. It spreads by hanging on to boat trailers and motors. After invading lakes further east, it appeared on Lake Fork in November of 2015. Pesticides eliminated it in one spot, but it showed up in another part of the lake 2 years later. Just a few acres worth, but still, hard to contain.
We think, well, we've got it under control, and it would pop up in another part of the cove, just get excited that we've got it, and then, no, you haven't, it's still there. And that is kind of draining.
Draining and worrisome for some people. Lake Fork is known for big fish, big bass in particular. The biggest largemouth bass ever caught in Texas was pulled out of Lake Fork in 1992. The lake sits on land that was once hardwood forest and cow pastures. The grass and trees that remain underwater create a labyrinth of hiding spots for bass to grow. When the weather's good, there's a tournament almost every weekend.
Once fishing season starts, people come from all over, gas stations, grocery stores, you know, everything. We all rely on them guys coming down here to go fish. If they quit fishing here, there's nobody down here to spend money.
That's Rick Scharninghausen, who owns and operates Lockhart Lures, a lure-making business on Lake Fork. Scharninghausen started coming down from Wisconsin to fish Lake Fork in the 90s. He liked it so much, he decided to stay.
Well, why go anywhere else? I mean, everything you want is here.
The walls of his one-room lure shop are lined with whatever you might need to land the big one. It's the kind of business you find all around Lake Fork, along with fishing guides, marinas, mechanics, RV parks. They support a community where mailboxes are shaped like bass, and high school fishing teams get as much space in the paper as varsity basketball and football. But if the giant salvinia gets out of control, Kevin Story with the TPWD says some parts of the lake could become unfishable. And this is not the first time the local economy has stared down a threat like this.
I've seen it go through a lot of different things that people felt like were going to be the lake's end.
That's James Kaldemeyer, a pro angler on the Fishing League Worldwide Tour and a Lake Fork fishing guide. Kaldemeyer's been fishing at Lake Fork since 1993, when the lake was producing even bigger fish than it does today. But that changed after 1999.
Everybody thought the lake was done then when all the fish were dying.
A disease called largemouth bass virus decimated the lake's marquee species. No one knew what caused it, and no one knew if the lake would ever be fishable again.
Of a ghostly feeling to see this monster kill that was going on. It was just really a disheartening thing.
That's Carolyn West. She's the president of the Lake Fork Sportsmen's Association. The lake bounced back from the bass virus, and the association has helped preserve it ever since. West says fighting the salvinia is just another part of that.
We are all disappointed that it's here. But we will spring back from it, and we know that businesses here can thrive if the lake thrives. We must get through this, and we must help with it, and we must go on to a healthier lake.
Like West, Kaldemeyer thinks if the lake could survive largemouth bass virus, it can surely survive salvinia. But the prospect weighs heavily on Story from Parks and Wildlife. The department keeps a close watch for more outbreaks, educates boaters, and is even experimenting with weevils that might eat the salvinia. But from the cab of his Ford F-250, he points out where the latest infestation temporarily closed down a boat ramp on the lake's southern tip.
And it was all around that pier and just kind of strung all along the shore. I mean, it basically had taken over the entire surface of the water where you really couldn't fish it.
Boat ramps like this one are the front line in preventing salvinia from spreading. If boaters regularly enter Lake Fork with salvinia they picked up elsewhere, it will spread even more, crowding out fish in the process. And whether that can be stopped will determine the health of a lake, an economy, and a community. At Lake Fork, I'm Michael Marks for the Texas Standard.